Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is The Odd Couple. As you heard, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard out. Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks in. Bucky, I'll be honest. I didn't realize how much I have in common with Rob Parker until I really listened closely to that introduction. first of all, it claims that he went to an Ivy League school. Let the record show.
Mm-hmm.
He graduated from Southern Connecticut University before then going to grad school at an Ivy League school. So we're both products of a public college in Connecticut. I went to UConn, which, by the way, opens this weekend. Don't know if you have any big thoughts you want to break down.
Oh, I do. Randy Etzel, yes.
Okay. Like, oh, you probably know Randy Etzel. Oh, was he your DB's coach?
He was in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. We'll talk off air. I don't know. I don't know how much you can say that's very nice about him. I don't know what you can say. We'll talk. We'll break down Fresno and UConn in the next hour. But yeah, so Rob likes to throw a little money at the polls. Southern Connecticut. I'm a UConn guy. And then what was the? Oh, no kids too. So a lot in common with Rob Parker. But they'll be back on Monday. Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks in. And unfortunately, Bucky, you know, I do want to lead with what Gascon just told us, which is that COVID unfortunately continues to wreak havoc on this league. It isn't just one team. It isn't just one story. And it isn't just unvaccinated players. And I think, you know, we're at a point now where I think we all obviously look 2-3 months ago, everybody thought the world was getting to a better place. And I think to many degrees, it's important to note that the world is in a better place than it was 6, 8, 10 months ago, a year ago. At the same time, we are quickly learning the vaccine is not a be-all end-all. Obviously, there are unvaccinated players that have issues, Cole Beasley, Cam Newton, but at the same time, Tennessee Titans right now, Mike Vrabel is out as a vaccinated head coach, Ryan Tannehill is out as a vaccinated quarterback. What do you make? What is the buzz around the league, and is there anything that we can do to help get this problem under control within the NFL? And we understand there's broader societal issues. We're not trying to say that, you know, first of all, I'm certainly not trying to say that Roger Goodell can fix all of the world's ails, but is there anything we could do to keep this under control in the NFL so that we get our games in with our stars on the field?
I think one thing teams have to do is they have to create a bubble for themselves, for the teams. They have to make sure that their players understand how important it is to maintain social distancing, mask up, protect the team so that everyone can be available. And I think what you're going to see teams do is strongly suggest to their players that they're very, very careful in terms of their interactions away from the building. Within the building, you can do some of the things in terms of setting up, you know, distance and making sure you can go virtual at times throughout the day to make sure that you're protecting the team. But really, this is a responsibility away from the facility that guys have to really take on. You have to really convince your team to protect each other when they're away from the building. So limiting interactions, really staying at the house, away from everybody, so you don't bring it back into the locker room. I think that is the main thing. The way that the NBA operated in the bubble, you have to create your own version of a bubble as an NFL team and make sure that the guys inside the bubble kind of respect the protocols that are in place.
How tough do you think that's going to be? And I know it sounds like a dumb question, but, you know, I go back to, you know, I know a lot of people more in the college game than the NFL game. And I remember talking to people, not quite at this time last year, but last October, last November, and they said, our kids are doing everything, but it's like, you get a big win, you want to go out and celebrate. It's hard to just go back to the hotel, go back to your house, go back to your apartment. You know, you're a Carolina guy. If you remember, two Carolina mm-hmm. basketball players got in trouble because they had the audacity to celebrate after beating Duke.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so it sounds cliche of like, you know, you got to put the team first, but everybody went through it last year. Everybody went through 17 weeks of you get a win, you go home, you don't talk to anybody, you don't interact with anybody. Now stuff is open, restaurants are open, clubs are like. How, do you think it is actually going to be tough? Do you think locker rooms are going to police themselves, or do you think it's kind of a case by case basis where maybe it's a little bit of a different deal in say Tampa Bay than it would be, you know, I don't want to pick a team, but a team with less of a veteran presence and veteran leadership and accountability.
No, I think it's gonna be a problem. I think it's going to be a problem for a lot of teams that are young. And also, here's the other thing that we don't talk about, Aaron. Depending upon where your team is located,
yes,
that impacts it. So if you're out in California, well, everything in California has been really restricted, the mask mandates and all those things. But if you're in the Midwest or in Florida, it's been wide open. And so it takes a different level of discipline when you go out and about to maintain distance and wear your mask and do those things where it hasn't been the push in public for civilians to wear those things. That is really a big part of it. So it's not necessarily a coincidence when you talk about Tennessee having issues. When you think about when you've looked at video footage from Nashville and some of the things that have come out there, school board situations and fights about mask mandates in school or whatever. And so a lot of it is the environment in which the team exist in, what's around it, how they're going about their business. That also impacts how players are infected with the virus.
See, I thought you were just talking about, you know, the Vegas Raiders are screwed, the Miami Dolphins are screwed, because, you know, those places might have a little bit more of a vibrant nightlife than, say, Green Bay or Cleveland or, I don't know, Cincinnati or whatever. But, no, it's fascinating. And like I said, I just think it's so cliche to think, well, you know, the guys will take care. But I just remember talking to people this time last year and just – guys want to celebrate. You know, the analogy that a buddy of mine who calls games for another four-letter network was telling me was, he's like, it's like being on a diet. Like, you know, you stand on that scale and you lost weight. You know, you want to go have a beer to celebrate or a cookie to celebrate or something, and you can't do it. And so, to me, I'm just fascinated to see what becomes of this. Really quick, do you think there's at all a possibility that the policy changes at all? I mean, for people who don't know, for vaccinated players, 14 days in terms of they're only tested every 14 days. Unvaccinated players, it's much more regular. It's much more restrictive. And, of course, working under the assumption that the NFL never gets to a 100% vaccination quota. But do you think that they reconsider it just because, like I said, it's one thing to lose Ryan Tannehill on a Tuesday or a Wednesday in August. It's another thing when it's week 14 and the Titans are playing to win the division and get a first-round bye. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just curious if they reevaluate, because again, I think when all these policies were put in place, everybody was under the assumption that, well, you get the vaccine, you're going to be fine, you won't test positive. That's clearly not happening.
Yeah, it's clearly not happening. And it's one of those things that we have to continue to talk about. Coaches and executives have to be very, very diligent and very communicative to their players and their team about what are the expectations. And the expectations is that you do everything to protect yourself. You want to keep yourself safe and healthy. You want to do things to make sure that you don't bring it into the locker room and impact the team. And, oh, by the way, if we do have a situation and an outbreak that impacts the team and prevents us from playing a game, no one gets paid. And so if that's not incentive enough to do the right thing, I don't know. You may have the wrong guys in the locker room.
You say that, but I'm thinking right now, you know, the average lifespan of an NFL guy is like 2.8 years. Imagine coming into the league 2 years ago, you know, full of, you know, piss and vinegar, if you will. You're young. You finally got a little bit of money in your pocket. Then it's like, yeah, you got to go sit in your hotel all the time. So I'm just saying, I mean, we were all 21, 22 once, and you know, an NFL lifespan, unless you're Tom Brady, is pretty short. So I'm just thinking about that. Is there anything else with kind of the COVID conversation that we're missing? Because it really is fascinating. Like, it feels like a new layer comes up every day, whether it's the Cam Newton, Mac Jones stuff, whether it was Mike Vrabel a few days ago, Ryan Tannehill today, Cole Beasley, who I don't wish ill will upon anybody, but I just want him out of the headlines. I don't want him to get positive. I don't want him to get sick, none of that, but I just need him to stop tweeting so much. But anyway, is there anything that we're missing? Is there anything that the average fan, you have the chance to call games, be in these stadiums, pre- and post-game conversations with coaches? Is there anything that we're missing about these policies?
I think the main thing with the policies is very obvious who's vaccinated, who is not. And I
real quick, before... That is by design, though, right? They almost want to, I don't want to say publicly shame you, but kind of want to publicly shame you.
You feel like they body shame some of the people when it comes to the masking and those things? Maybe you might be onto something.
I'm not speaking. I mean, I'm not saying I got Roger Goodell on line one or anything, but you know, you kind of put two and two together. So
yeah, so I mean, it's very obvious who is vaccinated and who is not, and with that comes real responsibility, because now that you've been outed and you're having to do so many extra things and you're having to wear a mask in certain places throughout the building, and all of the hefty fines that have gone with not masking and not having proper social distancing and all of that stuff, yeah, it's made it very, very troubling and very apparent who's doing right, and I won't say who's doing right, but who's in and who's out of the circle when it comes to the vaccination, guys. And so I think what you want to get to a point is that either you have 100% vaccination on your team, or you want to make sure that the guys who are not vaccinated certainly take the necessary precautions to prevent the virus from seeping back into the locker room and negatively impacting the team.
And it was interesting, in hour one, we were talking about, we got a lot of cutdowns coming up. You know, guys are going to be in and out of locker rooms. Guys are going to get hurt. You're going to be signing guys off the waiver wire. You know, don't want you to put anybody publicly on blast, but I would assume that if you're not vaccinated and you weren't one of the 53 that were good enough, you're probably not going to be at the top of the priority list in terms of getting another shot when it comes to cutdowns and all that stuff.
And it'd be very, very difficult for a team to sign someone who is unvaccinated, given all the stuff. I'm not saying that unvaccinated guys won't get signed,
yes,
but if there's a choice between two players who have comparable skills, I believe the team will opt for the vaccinated player as opposed to the unvaccinated player.
No, it makes sense, and we talk about it all the time, is, you know, obviously, especially for a player on the margins, you know, you just want to do whatever you can to put yourself in the best position to make the team, to stay on the team, all that stuff. And it's like, you know, you don't do what the league wants you to do, it's going to make it very tough on your team to kind of keep you around if you're not one of those difference making guys. This is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks filling in for Rob and Chris. Coming up, NFL, one coach, first-year guy, already feeling the heat in his own locker room. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio, TV theme song Thursday. Shout out Curb Your Enthusiasm, Don Brown on the ones and twos. All right, Bucky, by the way, this is the Odd Couple. Rob and Chris are out. They'll be back on Monday. I'm Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks in. So before the break, we talked a lot about all sorts of good stuff. I mean, we've done it for 3 hours. We talked about great stuff. If you've missed anything, make sure to go download the podcast. But I do want to switch gears to another team that we really haven't actually talked all that much about, which is the Jacksonville Jaguars, and just a very interesting kind of situation there. We know the background with Urban Meyer, college legend, Trevor Lawrence, college legend. I don't think most of us, I don't want to speak for everybody, I don't think I realized how bad everybody else around them is. Again, TJ Houshmandzadeh and I were working the other day. TJ brought up the point of there aren't very many guys that would start on very many good teams outside of Trevor Lawrence on this team. But we heard a little bit today that maybe there is a little bit more to it than just a lack of talent. Pete Prisco on earlier this morning said they haven't gotten off to a good start. That's obvious. He clearly does not like losing, obviously in reference to Urban Meyer. He's got to change a few things. He brought a bunch of college-like things to this program, which I don't necessarily agree with. I've heard some of the players aren't thrilled with it either. Bucky, you know, you obviously are plugged in. You do some stuff with Jacksonville. Don't know how much you can comment on it, but I do want to give you the floor. And I actually talked to somebody today that has some insight, but I want to start with you.
So here's what I will say. Pete Prisco has been beating the drum. Urban Meyer has full control of everything down in Jacksonville and is very much run like a collegiate program in terms of, look, he has all of the power, all of the authority. I would say during my time there, walking the buildings, observing, look, it's a little different, but it's not vastly different. It is a program that is really created for a young roster, a young team. It is a developmental approach to building a football team, meaning they're going to practice hard. They're going to work hard. There's a high emphasis and priority on the weight room, strength and conditioning, sports performance, sports science, complete wellness of the player. All of that. In terms of some of the collegiate stuff, yeah, look, there's a guy that goes around who acts as the narrator in practice, talking about, hey, period 14, here's what we're doing, this is the emphasis. Some of those things that come from college that didn't bother me, but like everybody has this thing. For old school people, that would be new. Some of the stuff like the signage around the program, maybe it's collegiate, but I don't really see it because when I look at the composition of the team is young. It's like one of the youngest teams in the National Football League. These guys are fresh out of college, so all they know is the college structure. Urban Meyer is very dialed in and has a very clear vision for how he wants this team to operate. When I look at the team and I talk to the team, when I've talked to players told me, hey, man, we get it. We want guys who want to, not have to, meaning they want to do the stuff. They're not doing it because they have to do it. So I would say of the players, they may bristle at it are the old veterans who have done it a certain way before. But then my contention would be those veterans haven't won.
Yes.
It's been a decade. They haven't had a winning season. So there's always going to be some of that when it doesn't appear to go that way. But let me say this. It's the preseason. These games matter, but they don't count. And so before we can really make a blanket statement on what the Urban Meyer era is going to be, we have to let them play real games and see what it really is going to be because we don't know what it's really going to look like until they kick it off for real in September.
It's interesting. I was talking to somebody that knows Urban Meyer well today. I don't know if I should say his name, but it was on my podcast, so it's out in the public, so I don't think it's that big of a deal. But he played for Urban Meyer at Ohio State, is now in the media. And he said he talks to Urban Meyer pretty regularly, and Urban made it a priority going in to not make it collegiate and to learn the NFL and to bring people around him. And so I could see where there would be a cross-section where he's trying, but like you said, you're trying to build a program for young guys, and I get if you're a 32-year-old, ninth, 10th-year guy with three kids at home, you don't want that inspirational speaker to come in, right after practice. So it feels a little rushed to me. And what I would say, too, is when people lose, stuff gets out of locker rooms, right? I mean, I go back to, actually, you and I were filling in the day that Team USA lost in basketball in the Olympics. And right away, these players don't like Popovich's style. Then all of a sudden, they beat Iran. Then all of a sudden, they steamroll this. All of a sudden, Popovich isn't so bad. Maybe he does know something after winning five rings. So this feels like, and again, it goes back to what we were talking about Lamar Jackson earlier. I get that reporters have a job to do. I have a background in reporting. I have reporting in journalism. But I don't think that just because you hear something from one guy that it makes it a story. And I don't know Pete Prisco. I'm not saying whatever. But is this the consensus in the locker room? Is it one guy that's talking to you? Is it like that's where I always have trouble with these anonymously sourced stories is sometimes guys got an axe to grind.
Well, I mean, sometimes. And I will also say this. Limited access from a media perspective on what you can get done in Jacksonville. Not able to really watch practice the way that you want to, can't really have access with the players and all those other things. So sometimes when you have the power of the pen, you wield it when it's to your benefit. And so this is a situation where we're certainly to the benefit of the writer. I'll just say this. The preseason hasn't gone the way that Jacksonville wanted it to go. But once again, I will say it's preseason. If you look at the positive situation, Trevor Lawrence looks like he's the real deal. He exhibits all the qualities that you want to see from a franchise quarterback. The issue has been is he's been beat up.
Yes.
Because the offensive line has not played well. Regardless of whether the starters are in or the patchwork offensive line, they haven't been able to play the way they want to play because they haven't been able to run the ball effectively. On defense, they've done a good job of stopping the run, which was a priority. They want to do that. The coverage has been leaky because they have the guys on the outside, the corners, haven't been able to knock down balls on these 50-50 opportunities. That said, the pressure has put them on the island, and they haven't had all their guys. Josh Allen didn't play the last preseason game. He's their number one rusher. He's a former Pro Bowler. They need him to be a dominant player. They didn't play with him, so it's been different. So I would just urge all Jags people and everyone ready to jump in on the Urban Meyer thing. Let's wait and see, because eventually they're going to kick off games for real, and they're going to keep score, and they're going to keep a record. And we will see if Urban Meyer can either do what he's always done, which is the quick turnaround, like he did at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State, or if it's going to be a longer turnaround and rebuild job for him.
What do you think are going to be, like when do we need to see signs? Because, you know, one thing that I think it's easy to forget, you think of him, the persona, Trevor Lawrence. There's a reason Trevor Lawrence is there, because they were really bad last year. And there's a reason that not only is he there, but that he has so much control. It's because he wasn't going to go to the NFL unless it was a perfect situation to do things the way that he wanted. So it's going to take some time. It's going to take multiple drafts, free agency. But when do you get a feel that we'll start to have an idea if this thing is going to be what we all thought it could be?
I think you have an idea the middle of the season. After Trevor logs about 8 or 9 starts, you kind of have an idea of what this offense is going to be. And I think Urban will have an idea. And I think Urban will look and assess how the offense is going, how the offense is playing, what the system looks like around the quarterback and the playmakers that they have. And then he'll be able to make some adjustments. I will say this, as a college coach moving up to the pro game, there's a lot of adjustments that you have to make after year one. We saw it this year with Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule coached at a level, went from Baylor to the Panthers. After that year, he made some changes, and we'll see how the Carolina Panthers look. The pro game is vastly different than the college game, and it just takes time. The ball is the same, but a lot of the things around the program are different, and so he'll make the adjustments he needs to make. I am still very bullish on Urban Meyer because he has won everywhere. Who am I to doubt that he won't be able to win at this level?
Quickly, what are a couple of the adjustments that you do need to make when you move up a level?
I think, one, you have to understand it's a player's game, and you have to make it about the player. So what are the things that you can do to put the players in the best position to succeed? One of the things, when you talk to Urban Meyer, he will say, hey, I need to give the players the best facilities, best training, best dining hall. Everything has to be the best so then I can demand the best from them. So that's one of the things. The other thing that you have to understand is pro football is really a game that is always decided by one score. So situational football is key. Understanding the kicking game is critical. And your ability to manage your team in these critical moments is everything. It's unlike the college game where a lot of games can get sideways. And at Ohio State, I don't know how many close games they played. But in the pros, it always comes down to the final possession. How you manage situations throughout the game ultimately decides how you perform in the fourth quarter when the game is decided.
This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. He's Bucky Brooks. I'm Aaron Torres. Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction time slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI, paid for by NHTSA. Coming up, trolling and rolling.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
When Chris and Rob are in, we do trolling and rolling here. Let's do it again today.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hate
him. Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right, it is Trolling or Rolling. Not only are the Odd Couple on vacation, so is Martin Weiss, the guy who normally hosts this segment. So I'll be doing my best to fill in for you guys. I think you guys have both played this game already, so it's pretty straightforward. But if our listeners are first time hearing it, if the guys like the story, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
If they don't like it, the troll sound.
Oh, there, man.
Pretty straightforward. So let's get started, guys. Story number one. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there are 14 projected NFL starting quarterbacks who have not played a single snap in the preseason. One of them being Dak Prescott. Another one in that division, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, has not taken a single snap. Aaron Torres, given how poorly Daniel Jones' career has started, are you trolling or rolling that the Giants are making a mistake by not letting him take some preseason snaps?
I am rolling with that take, Rob Guerra. I just think, look, get the guy out there. Let him play. I know he's your starter. I don't even know who their backup is. Maybe I should know. Is he that much worse than Danny Dimes? Like Danny Dimes needs reps. He needs game experience. I don't know. I've never been a fan. I said it the day he was drafted. When tell me the best Danny Dimes moment you have from Wake Forest. It doesn't exist. Didn't understand why he went so high. I'm rolling with it. Get him out on that field. Make him earn that paycheck, Rob Guerra.
No, hate. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
If Patrick Mahomes can play 37 snaps, Danny Dimes can play 5.
He's the starter. You want to make sure you get him to game day. You want to get to the regular season, which all you guys healthy and ready to go. You got Saquon Barkley coming off an injury. I mean, you want to make sure that everybody is ready so you can kick it off and go fast. No. Don't expose Danny Dimes.
Real quick. He's a starter because there's 32 starters in the league. That's that's like saying, Aaron Torres is a radio host, so Colin Cowherd's a radio host too, so I should get... No! Colin's a star. I'm just some schlub. I'm the Danny Dimes of Fox Sports Radio, okay? It's a complete... You can't tell me that he needs to be held to the same standard as Tom Brady and not play a snap. But anyway, Rob Guerra.
Well, that's why Aaron Torres is hosting all this week. He needs all the reps he can get.
Whoa, see? Exactly. And I'm not I am sitting here with a headset on, a different kind of headset, unlike Danny Dimes. He needs to put the headset down, put the helmet on.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Now, Deshaun Watson's situation in Houston is really murky. On one hand, he is, you know, facing a lot of legal issues. I believe he has a court hearing coming up after the NFL season. But in the meantime, he has still not been put on the commissioner's exempt list. And as far as we know, he will be eligible to play this upcoming season. That said, according to The Athletic, they're reporting that it looks like Deshaun will be a healthy scratch pretty much this whole season. Bucky. Trolling or rolling the Houston Texans' reported decision to just let Deshaun Watson ride the bench, even if he's eligible to play?
I think it's silly. I hate it. I think if I'm paying Deshaun Watson $20+ million, I'm getting something out of that. And so, look, I know he doesn't want to be there. Well, that's tough because now you're Houston Texans. We are playing you. We're putting you on the field, and something has to happen. Period.
I am trolling as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
And the reason why is simple. Bucky, I don't want to speak about private things, but I had to literally call you one day and be like, why are they not playing? Am I missing something? It's exactly what you said. They're paying him. There is no trade market for him until the legal issues get settled. And by having him in camp, who's getting asked about him? The coaching staff, the other players, Deshaun Watson's yelling at reporters, and I don't even blame Deshaun Watson for being frustrated because I just think that the Texans are completely mishandling that.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres and Bucky Brooks in for the guys. We're going to switch gears a little bit, talking a lot of NFL today. We got some NBA news, though, as well. Damian Lillard was back in the headlines this week when he was on an Instagram Live taking questions from fans, and someone asked him, hey, when are you leaving Portland? And he says, quote, I'm not leaving Portland. Not right now, at least. Aaron Torres, are you trolling or rolling me when I say this is the most passive-aggressive trade demand in NBA recent history?
I am rolling with you. And I was going to troll because I thought you were going to say the most passive-aggressive trade demand in recent sports history. That goes to Russell Wilson. But... Damian Lillard is nearly as bad. It must be a Pacific Northwest thing. Too much rain, too much, not enough sun. Everybody's depressed up there. But Russell Wilson giving three or four teams that he would accept a trade to without demanding a trade, that was pretty close. Damian Lillard, though, is right up there.
Yeah, I'm rolling with this, too, because it's one of those things. Either say it or don't say it. Either you're in or you're out. But this, I don't know. I kind of don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Any of this stuff, like, just, hey, if you want to be out, be out. So I think I would just rather Damian Lillard express himself and let it be known if he wants to be a Blazer or not.
All right, you guys wrapped this pretty quickly. So I got a bonus question for you. We touched on this a little bit yesterday when Aaron Torres was in with VJ Husky. So because of that, Bucky will get the first crack at this.
Mm.
As you guys know, the Rams made a trade for Patriots running back Sony Michel. He's going to be their starter, it looks like, heading into the season. They gave up a conditional fifth and sixth round pick, which might not seem like a lot until you realize that the Los Angeles Rams have been trading away picks the last few years like Tic Tacs, just giving them away for people. They got Jalen Ramsey a couple of picks. Brandon Cooks costed them a pick. Matthew Stafford costed them some picks. Bucky Brooks, are you trolling or rolling that this LA Rams style of team building where they're not valuing draft picks much at all is not sustainable for long-term success?
It's sustainable. So, yeah, I hate that take. So, yeah, no, it's sustainable. It's sustainable.
So, I guess you'd be rolling with that.
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of like you
that
gave
was a,
me.
That was a really me, badly worded question.
Yeah, you gave me. Yeah. Okay, so, look, I believe the Rams are actually doing a good thing because when I think about the Patriots only have three of their last nine first-round picks currently on their roster. And so the hardest thing to do is to turn picks into players. I like the sure thing. So if we were playing one of those game shows – let's make a deal. If I could do the showcase showdown on The Price is Right, I want to know what I'm getting. The Rams like to know what they're getting, so I'm with it.
So I am I'm rolling with Bucky because I forget if I'm trolling or rolling with Rob.
That was a bad question, but yeah, we'll say you're rolling with that. Go ahead.
So I think it's a unique situation. You're in LA. You have tickets to sell. You're competing with LeBron. You're competing with Kawhi. You're competing with all Mookie Betts, whatever. But I would also say I've always kind of had the Bucky Brooks approach of I've never understood this idea of we readily accept that more than half of first round picks don't make it. And I know Sony Michel wasn't even traded for first round picks, but we had a caller earlier talk about the Khalil Mack trade. What did the Khalil Mack trade turn into? Josh Jacobs is all right, but you know two other guys haven't really popped the way that the Raiders thought, and Khalil Mack's still dominating in Chicago. And so I just look at the situation and say I've never understood why NFL teams – now, if you need a quarterback and you're picking in the top 10, it's a different deal. But if you're picking in the 20s, late 20s anyway – and you can get a sure thing like Jalen Ramsey, like even Sony Michel, and you know you can win now, I have no problem with it.
And that is trolling or rolling.
I'm so confused. I don't know if I'm a troll, if I'm rolling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love it. I just like hate. So when I hear that, anytime I can hear that, I'm good with that.
Hate. This is Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks. Coming up, it's week zero of college football. We'll come back, talk week zero, and maybe some clarity in the realignment picture in college football. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Chris and Rob are out. Aaron Torres, Bucky Brooks are in. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go and you think of calling for a ride home. Now, what's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA. This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Bucky, I said before the break, week zero, college football is here. Really kind of a, I don't think it was a surprise. To me, it was not a surprising story, but a story that has real relevance for the present and future of college football came out today. The Pac-12 will not expand. And I really didn't think that, it was going, when Texas and Oklahoma decided to leave the Big 12 for the SEC, I think everybody assumed, oh, it's going to be this crazy land grab, race for expansion. Everybody goes to 16 or 20 or we get four super, whatever. I bring it up because the reason Texas and Oklahoma left was because the other eight teams in that conference bring no value to their TV contract. And so as soon as I heard why they left, I said, I don't think that anyone's going to be excited to bring TCU and Kansas State into their conference. So it appears as though the Pac-12 publicly said today they will not expand. I think this Big 12 that is now the Big 8, I think they might make it. They might not be very fun to watch, but I think they're going to make it.
Who's going to watch them? Who is the team that we're tuning in to watch in the Big Eight in football? Like, who are we excited to see? Oklahoma State? That's what we want to see on Saturdays? TCU.
But see, this is why I never thought expand, because what is the Pac-12 going to bring them in to bring in more bad teams? Like, you know what I'm saying?
They're going to have to go to the AAC or Sun Belt, some of those teams. The only team that I thought, two teams I thought would go that made sense. Iowa State to the Big Ten, only because of the natural Iowa State rivalry. And then I thought somebody would try and scoop up Kansas for the basketball team. But I think that's all Kansas brings to the table athletically, right?
They don't bring very much with football. I know that. And that was, you know, that if you want to see how valuable college football is to these TV contracts.
It's everything.
And so, it's just an interesting time in college football, but I do think it's good for stability in the sport. Everybody made fun of the Alliance the other day, but the Alliance, even though it's just this, you know, verbal, non-binding agreement,
what those three conference commissioners basically said was, we're in this together. We're not going to let the SEC call all the shots. We're going to have a say. We're going to have a seat at the table. And we're going to stabilize college sports. We're in this together. We're not going to take each other's teams. We're not adding any other teams. I actually thought as much as everyone poked at that alliance kind of press conference, I thought it was important for college football.
No, it was important. It was important in terms of just trying to figure out what it is they're going to do to counter some of the stuff that the SEC is doing. The SEC is swallowing up the big schools, right? Just swallowing up the big fish. Oklahoma, Texas go. So you just understand what the behemoth the SEC conference is. I wonder what the other conferences will do to keep the attraction or keep the interest of the viewers. Can you create non-league games where you have the best of the Big Ten playing the best of the Pac-12 and the best of the ACC? Can you get marquee matchups that are compelling on the national scope? Because right now, the SEC is king. They have everything. They have everything that you want, like Texas, Oklahoma. You have Alabama, LSU, Georgia. You still think about the traditional powers from yesteryear, Florida.
Tennessee.
I mean, they have it all. And so you have to find a way to create interest in the other conferences, because right now, everything is all about the SEC, and they have all the sway.
Week zero is this weekend. You know, you obviously know so much about the amateur game. I mean, is there anything you're watching out for? UCLA, they actually, even though they were 3-4, played pretty well last year. They play Hawaii, Nebraska plays Illinois, et cetera.
I want to see UCLA under Chip Kelly because I'm waiting for this offense to pop. I'm waiting for the vintage Chip Kelly wizardry of old to reemerge. And I don't expect it to look like it did at Oregon, but man, I just remember going to Austin Stadium and how electric his offenses were. And I've been surprised that he hasn't been able to get that back on the collegiate level. Honestly, at the pro game, but on the collegiate level, I thought that he would just be able to get it back. And to date, he hasn't been able to do it. I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that it eventually popped this year at UCLA. I want to see what it looks like against Hawaii, because Hawaii brings pressure from everywhere we're talking about.
Well, and I was going to say, it's funny because he actually wasn't as bad in the NFL as people remember with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, San Francisco was a tire fire, but you know, he wasn't as bad in the NFL as people remember. He hasn't been as good in college. Real quick on that, you said you want to see, you know, that reemergence, and one kind of nerdy college football conversation is he was kind of the innovator of tempo and speed and spread, and now everybody does it. Do you think that? Not that the game has passed him by as much as maybe just the game caught up to what he was doing 9-10 years ago at Oregon?
Everyone took what he was doing and they started adding it. So tempo is no longer a thing. When he was doing it, he was one of the first teams going at the breakneck speed that they were operating. And what he did by going fast, he could mask a very simple playbook by design. The hockey line shifts that where they would run people on and off the field and playing 22 on each side of the ball, getting 44 guys involved, that was unique. I think what he has to do is find a different way to create an advantage, whether that's more heavy personnel with multiple tight ends on the field, rather than going fast, maybe they go slow. What is the lane that he can find to give his team an advantage? Because UCLA needs an advantage. They need something to give them a chance to knock off some of the powerhouses.
Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, all breaking in new quarterbacks. Who are you most intrigued by to watch this season? Could be the team or the quarterback.
I mean, obviously, you want to see DJ Uiagalelei do his thing for Clemson. This is a team that has just kind of produced quarterback after quarterback after quarterback with Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, and then you have DJ. I want to see what he looks like. And then, I mean, Alabama, I want to see if Bryce Young – can live up to the hype. Everyone talks about the NIL deal that he has in tow. Is he good enough to warrant that kind of compensation off the field with his on-field play?
Real quick, JT Daniels, Southern California guy, is he good enough to win a national championship at Georgia? Because they need a quarterback. That's all they need.
Yeah, no, they need a quarterback. He's talented. The one thing that I would say about JT, how is he going to react when he gets hit? He was great for USC when he was clean pockets and he could throw all over the yard. But once he started getting hit, his game change. What is he going to be like when he gets hit in the SEC?
Week zero is upon us, college football. He is Bucky Brooks. I'm Aaron Torres in for Chris and Rob. Coming up at the top of the hour, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. They are in. I will be back tomorrow with Martin Weiss here and on The Odd Couple for Rob and Chris. For Bucky Brooks, Don Brown, Rob Guerra, David Gascon, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.